This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Boston philanthropist Myra Kraft passed away today. She was the wife of Robert Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots. A statement from the team said Myra Kraft died early this morning after battling cancer. She was 68.
Myra Kraft was a leader in many Boston nonprofit communities. She served as the chairperson of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Boston and the Combined Jewish Philanthropies, and served on the board of the American Repertory Theater, the United Way, and the Boston Foundation.
Nancy Kaufman is the former executive director of the Boston Jewish Community Relations Council and knew Myra Kraft for many years. She joins us from New York now, where she's the CEO of the National Council of Jewish Women. And Nancy Kaufman, thanks for coming, for talking to Radio Boston. Boston. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Well, your thoughts on the passing of Myra Kraft. For those who don't know her, can you give us a sense of her?
Words really can't describe what this woman was all about. She did so much, not only for the Jewish community, but for the community at large. She was an energetic force for good. She was really a force of nature all on her own. She did things publicly, she did things privately, she did things quietly. When she saw someone in need, whether it was an individual young child in Dnipropetrovsk, Ukraine, where we have a sister city, or, you know, a group of people, she would act. She would not hesitate to act philanthropically and to act in a compassionate and personal way.
And she Nancy, I'm sorry to interrupt. I wanted to just sort of build on what you said, because I was reading about her today. And, of course, she comes from the Krafts have a huge amount of money. They gave a lot away. But she sort of did philanthropy in a way that a lot of people in her position didn't do it. And that is, she really got involved in these community organizations in a big way, in a way that she wouldn't necessarily have to or be expected to, right?
That's exactly right. Myra wasn't about writing the check. She was about doing the work. She would roll up her sleeve. There was no job too small or too big for Myra. She worked with me on Ethiopian Jewry and advocating for integration of Ethiopian Jews into full life in Israel. She worked on any issue that she took on. She put her heart and her soul into it, often anonymously, often writing checks and folding them up in little pieces, which she did with me many times, and handing them to me because she heard something that moved her. So it's amazing the numbers of things that probably no one even knows that Myra had her hand in. And she, not only the Boys and Girls Club and Combined Jewish Philanthropies and the United Way and the Boston Foundation, and, you know, wherever there was a cause for justice, a cause for good, a cause where she felt a difference could be made in the lives of real people, Myra was there in Boston.
I gather she was quite outspoken as well. She was married to the owner of the Patriots, Robert Kraft. She raised four sons, but apparently, at least initially, wasn't a big fan of football, which at one point she called a brutal sport.
Right.
But I gather she learned to appreciate
it. She learned to appreciate it,
right.
But I was with her in Israel once when the early, after they had bought the Patriots, and I said, Myra, you're missing the game. She said, that's okay. There are other people who can be there with Robert at the game. I'd rather be in Israel. I mean, she became one of the biggest fans. But she was a power in her own right. You know, Myra, I went to Brandeis University as an undergraduate. Her father was Jacob Hyatt, one of the founders of Brandeis University. She was a giant then. She was a graduate of Brandeis University. You know, she was in her own right, you know, way before the wonderful, very long, beautiful marriage with Bob Kraft. She came from a philanthropic family, and she understood growing up in Worcester what it meant to be a philanthropist, what it meant to be a community leader, and she learned it from her mother and her father.
Well, Nancy Kaufman, we want to thank you so much for talking to us today, and of course, we wish you all the best, and we're sorry about the passing.
Thank you, and she will be remembered.
That's Nancy Kaufman. She's the CEO of the National Council of Jewish Women, remembering Myra Kraft, who died today at the age of 68.
Years ago, at a big dinner held to raise money for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Boston, I found myself seated next to New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft.
WBUR sports commentator Bill Littlefield.
After I'd identified myself in terms of my work, Mr. Kraft smiled and said, well, they've put you at the wrong place at the table. He got up and changed seats with me so that I'd be sitting next to his wife, Myra. She's the public radio fan, he said. What I remember about that evening is that Myra Kraft had a contagious smile and a fine sense of humor, and that the Boston Boys and Girls Clubs were a lot better off at the end of the evening than they'd been before it began. Myra Kraft was a thoughtful, energetic, compassionate, and generous benefactor of more organizations and causes than there is room here to list. It's probably not hard for extremely wealthy people to give away a lot of money, but Mrs. Kraft built such a reputation as a hands-on patron of people and causes in which she took a personal interest that the International Herald Tribune credited her with modeling a new form of engaged giving that is transforming the relationship between philanthropist and philanthropy. Inevitably, Mrs. Kraft was best known as the wife of the man who owns the New England Patriots. She was, not surprisingly, a fan of the team and a friend to many of the players. But legend has it that she became involved in the business of the Patriots only once. In the 1996 NFL draft, the Pats picked Christian Peter, who played his college football at Nebraska, where he distinguished himself as a thug with a particular propensity for violence against women. Allegedly, at Myra Kraft's insistence, the Pats backed off their choice and relinquished their rights to Peter a week after they had chosen him. 15 years after the fact, it still seems a fitting and relevant story to tell in the process of celebrating the life and character and commitment of Myra Kraft.
Bill Littlefield remembering Myra Kraft. Bill comments on sports for WBUR and hosts Only a Game each Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. You can also hear him most Wednesdays right here on Radio Boston.
Tomorrow on Radio Boston, robo-signing, the continuing problems that plague the foreclosure crisis. We'll have the latest. That's tomorrow on Radio Boston.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.